it's through Jesus we do great things. Great things are in store.
And we welcome you to Monday on this brand new week, the 21st day of September in the year of our Lord 2020. And yeah, it has been one of those days where technology has had some interesting things and a lot of other things that have been unique today. And so we got half the technicalities out. I can't see her. She can't see me, but she can hear. And evidently we're going over the air. So as long as that stays up, I will be good. The bad news is for me is that when I look at my left monitor, instead of seeing the control room, I'm seeing me. That is discouraging. So I may have to minimize that, and we'll go on with something else. So a lot going on today. Yeah, it was one of those days that you think it wasn't a good day. It wasn't a good day on Wall Street. Yeah, a lot of things, a lot of news, a lot of things driving things right now. Just a strange time that we are living in. But we'll get to all that in just a moment. In the meantime, let's say thank you to some folks today as we start off this new week of Drive Time. And we want to say thank you to a faithful listener. AM 720 WGCR is being sponsored by a faithful listener in appreciation of the radio station and the ministries of the Anchor Baptist Church. And they say thank you. And say, no, we say thank you. Thank you for sponsoring this day right here at WGCR. FM 94.9 in the Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network, which includes WGCR.net, the preaching, music, and the video channels, is being sponsored by Van and Mary Gujay. They want to thank the Lord for their salvation, for the Fairhaven Baptist Church, and for Pastor Chris and Miss Christy Norris, and WGCR, and they have Joshua 24:15. We say thank you so much for sponsoring the network today. We appreciate that. Yes, sir. Salvation. We're grateful that God for the salvation the Lord gives us. And we know the Fairhaven Baptist Church. I know you're grateful for them. And Brother Chris and Miss Christy, great people. Love the Lord. Love their people. And so we salute them as well today. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast day. Happy birthday wishes went out today to Miss Sarah Kraft. Hope that you have had a wonderful, wonderful birthday today. And Mr. Caleb Sheehan had a birthday today. Hope your birthday also has been incredible, wonderful, and awesome. We certainly had a different weather forecast to have for this time of year. And, you know, September kind of varies up and down what it does. But the last 2 years, really, we've had warm, humid Septembers all the way through. I remember back in 91, 92, 93, there were a lot of times we look forward to getting towards the autumnal equinox because we would get our first maybe kind of a front through and cool things down back in the house we had there in Etowah. Because back in those days, we didn't have air in it. And certainly, we were grateful when that came along. But today, yesterday, even the day before, beautiful days. In fact, yesterday, I got up and the low, I'm pretty sure I think the low was 40, 41. Tonight is going to be about as low. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised in some of the upper places that we don't see some upper 30s even tonight. As we go through, and then it's going to moderate, and we're going to get back to a humid pattern by the end of the week, and that's because of active tropics, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But let's just, first of all, talk about this beautiful, I mean, the sunshine is out. I'm looking outside the newsroom here, beautiful blue skies, absolutely gorgeous. Right now, about 69, 70 degrees on the outside. The high today here was only about 69, 70 degrees as it was. So not a bad day at all. And we're going to kind of repeat that again and look forward to it one more time. But the official weather forecast from the National Weather Service says tonight mostly clear with a low around 40. So like I said, could be a little higher, could be a little lower. And then you got that east wind, 5 to 7 miles an hour. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 70, just like today. And then Tuesday night, a little more partly cloudy, but still some sunshine with a low around 49. That moderates pretty good. But back up to partly sunny Wednesday, again, just a high near 70. So those highs are hanging in there. It's Wednesday night. Now the low is going to be about 52, 53. And then Thursday, we introduce a slight chance of showers back with a high near 67. Increase those showers Thursday night into Friday with 60% chance on Friday as we look at the possibility of the remnants of Beta. Beta, yeah, who'd have thought that? Another one of those years where we go to the Greek alphabet and got there in August, or in September. Now, the last time it happened, we got there in October. But this year, we are looking at, it came in over the weekend. It was Friday. So it came in pretty quick. But we had Alpha already, and that was one that formed last week and hit and is gone. We also had Beta, and I'm pretty sure that, and by the way, that's the same names they used back in 2005. So they go to Greek names and they just repeat them. So I don't know what's going to happen if they ever have a really, really bad storm, because a lot of times they retire a name if it's really just a horribly bad storm. They will retire it. But the next one will be Gamma. And then after that, it'll be Delta, and then Epsilon, then Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda. And then I forget what comes after that. That's the extent of my memory. M. M's very, I think M is like M-U, and N is N-U. And then I know that the O is Omicron. And if you listen to these names, and I'll just pull some of them out from memory, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Chi, Phi, Omega, you'll recognize them as a lot of sorority names and society names, Greek names, things like that. But that's where we're at. And wow, didn't seem like it took long to get there. In fact, let's just see what's going on here. And we're going to look at Beta. This is the 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. Beta was 45 mile an hour sustained winds and was running about 5 mile an hour, hugging the coastline. It's a slow motion, unfortunately. So that means back to that long duration of rainfall from the middle Texas coast to the southeast Louisiana, where they don't need it. So we're back to more being flooded, but also prior being flooded. So we're talking flash, urban, minor river flooding is likely. And then it'll probably spread up into what is called the Arklatex. There's a couple of places where they throw three names together. That's one of them in the south. And then there's the Delmarva, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. The Arklatex is Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas region into the lower Mississippi Valley, then into the southeast by the end of the week. So that's kind of where we think we'll get some rain from that I believe on timing will be picked up by a cold front. And so that could spark a few more showers because of that. That's down the road into Thursday and Friday. So we'll see. But it's very active right now. We've gone through that. Teddy is still out there running north, due north at 23 mile an hour. She is to the west, or sorry, to the east of Bermuda. And as long as it stays due north, it's going to go right up into Nova Scotia and Canada and won't be an issue here. There is a disturbance parallel to Teddy, but further back towards north part of Africa. That one has got an 80% chance of forming into some kind of a cyclone in the next 48 hours. Let's see, that one is moving how? Does it say? No, it doesn't really say. Okay, it's moving eastward. Oh, that's not a good sign. Yeah, I don't like that. And so we'll see. Interesting year that we have had. That is for sure. Now let's see about getting you home. And I haven't checked this in a little bit, but a while ago it wasn't too bad in the Asheville area. And it's still not bad, except one area has gotten a little bad. The Montford district coming out of Woodfin, you're going to slow down when you get just past the Botanical Gardens exit there. Pretty good slowdown all the way into 240. And 240 is Merriman Avenue coming up into 240. That's slow going. Then 240 by the Charlotte Street overpass all the way to where 26 joins the 240 to cross the Jeff Bowen Bridge. And right there at that junction of 240 to and 26, that's real slow going. Very, very, very slow going at this juncture. So we'll see if that clears up. But everything else doesn't look too bad. I-26, not too bad. You've got a few places that are slow just north of Long Shoals Road across the French Broad River, probably about 40 mile an hour there. And then same thing just before Brevard Road. Going back the other direction toward Hendersonville, we don't see any issues until you get almost to 64, and it slows down a little bit. Other than that, not too bad. Let's see. We can go all the way into Columbus. Looks pretty good. 64 is not looking too bad either. Our secondary roads have a few things, but all in all, it is not a bad commute home this afternoon compared to what we've seen in times past. That's good news there. And now let's take a look down into 85. Yeah, it's been kind of a problematic. Let's see here. This was updated only about 3 minutes ago. Right now, I-85, this is between exit 56, 85 southbound, which is State Highway 14 there, and Pelham Road. We're running about 24 mile an hour for about 3 miles due to serious congestion in there. Let me go down to Pelham Road. That's usually where things are really, really slow going. And the northbound is moving at about, say, 25 mile an hour. Southbound moving at about 15 mile an hour there. And then it's slow going about mile marker 55. And get loose about 57, yeah, it starts to cut loose. You can look back and see where traffic's slow. But right there at 57, it's cutting loose. That is the break-free point. And it seems like things pick up. We'll go up into Spartanburg County. Hey, you're all looking pretty good today. Let's see, I-26. Yeah, that's looking pretty good as well. So that's good news on the commute home in Greenville. Just 85, right? That normal hot spot. And hopefully your plans have already gotten you through there for today. Well, some sad news came out today. And it was really breaking news this morning, but there was a fire today, and that fire claimed 2 lives. And I was trying to actually find the story, which I thought I had here. In fact, I do. Here it is. Two contractors died in an early morning fire broke out at Evergreen Packaging in Canton. Evergreen Packaging mill manager Wally McDonald told, this is coming off of WLOS, confirmed two contractors involved in tank repairs died as a result of the fire. He did say their families had been notified and have our deepest sympathy and support. He also said an investigation into the cause of that fire that broke out around 5:15 this morning has begun, and he said the staff there will cooperate with all local police, fire department, and regulatory agencies. He said it occurred in a tank that was being repaired as part of a maintenance outage within the mill. It was put out quickly. There was no further damage. We're glad for that. And for a while, they were residents were asked to avoid the area and take alternate routes while they made sure everything was okay. But we certainly, our hearts are break and go out to those who family members have lost their lives today. We're praying that that God's grace will minister to you and help you as well. Also today, kind of an interesting twist on things. When I see unusual stories, I look to see why. And state director for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development visited the mountains today. His name is Robert Hosford. He visited the site of the new Hendersonville Police Department, which is still under construction. And here's why I think he did it. Okay. I didn't know this, but I do now. The USDA actually invested $11.5 million loan to help build the station. And the director said it's worth the investment. And he made a quote here that's very interesting. He says, this is going to set this community up. It's not just one thing that makes a community go. It's a lot of little things. And having your critical infrastructure, such as a firehouse, police station, or charter schools, and all kind of snowball into a great place to live. And so certainly that is true. Tomorrow, he's going to visit sites in Lester and Weaverville as well. So that was rather interesting as well this day. What was really out of the box, ready to go, and just went nuts right out of the box was the stock market. And a lot of news fueling that market watch. But up and down like there was no tomorrow. But it ended up that the Dow Jones ended negative 509.72. That is a 1.84% drop. And wow, then we're looking at the NASDAQ down 14.48 and the S&P was down 38.41. So we're looking at some volatility. A lot of things are sparking that volatility. Several things. First of all, we have the coronavirus. That is part of what is sparking that. And the reason why is worldwide we're seeing a lot of issues, including in the United States, which is now at 6,830,000 plus cases. And then we're looking at globally 31,183,000 plus that have contracted this globally. With this is heart-wrenching. Global deaths are approaching the 1 million mark, 962,176. There was a couple reports out over the weekend and today about not just the face-to-face, but droplets as well, and water droplets, that it's more transmitted the way we've been told, but it's not the only way. And so a lot of critical concerns there that is part of what is surrounding this drive, because it's what, you know, when states have to back up or when people have to stop and say, wait a minute, we got to rethink this, it causes issues. Now, I will say that in the state, things were a little different here for us in the state, because I was looking at this today, and I'm going to, I believe the positive rate today was 5.4%, but yesterday it was 4.7%, 4.7 the day before, and 4.8 before that, and then 5.7 and 5.8. So over the last, since the 14th, and today's the 21st, over the past 7 days, we have seen between 5.8 and 4.7, with today being back up to 5.4, but some low numbers for North Carolina, which I hope is good news. And hospitalizations, 885, still trends to be high, but it's under 1,000, and that's the good news there. So we're glad that it's under 1,000, but still, I know they'd like to see that number a whole lot lower. Another issue, driving. What happened today? And I think anybody that has watched the news over the past probably 6 months have seen that there was the possibility very soon, due to the age and due to the diagnosis of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think people cringe when they think of pancreatic cancer, because it's one of the more painful ones, and that's the one that celebrity host Alex Trebek has. I've heard so much about that particular one, how hard it is to even deal with, and what people go through. And so with the death of a Supreme Court justice in the political realm, and as we know, there seems to be two schools of thought: those who uphold completely and totally constitutional law, and those who are willing to legislate from the bench. You see that this has created quite a stir, and rightfully so, because look how long judges have been able to stay on the court. That's a lifetime appointment. And depending on how old they are and health factors, they could be there for 30, 40 years. And there are situations that become critical when you're looking at the decisions that that fluctuate our country. Now, I'm going to go on record just to say this. I take biblical values. So when I look at where I stand on something biblical, just because somebody political stands with me or against me doesn't make it a political issue. Because the Bible declared it, it is a biblical issue. And I can and will declare and defend biblical issues. That is something we are to do. Apologetics is the defense of the gospel, the word of God. Being able to defend why you stand or where you stand, and you take the scriptures and you prove from the scriptures. For instance, people that get saved, are you really saved? What does the Bible say? Do you have scripture that comforts you and reminds you because you have looked to defend where you stand, and you can tell people why you know you're saved? I can give you so many reasons. I don't have time. First of all, because I know that the Spirit of God convicted me. I was there. I know what happened. I was there the night. I know what was going on in my heart. I was 14 years old, and I know exactly what happened. In fact, a month from yesterday will be my 50th spiritual birthday. But the Bible says that he adopted me into his family, so that means he put me in there real good. And then he told John, as he wrote a whole bunch of things exciting us about our advocate, the one who stands up, says he's one of ours, the one who gives us the assurance of salvation. John said, you know what? I wrote these things unto you for a purpose. I had a reason for writing them. He said, these things have been written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. And then he said, if you're without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards or illegitimate child and not sons. You know what he's saying there? It's very simple. You can't be a Christian to get away with sin. If you are convicted, you need to deal with it. If you will not deal with it, God will chasten you. He will chastise you as a father spanks his child. If you don't get that, if that never happens, you're never convicted and you never get spanked, you know what happens? Something's wrong. You're illegitimate. Not right. You need to check up. God's given us things that that allow us to know where he stands. We know where he stands on eternal life. We know where he stands on life. We know where he stands on children. Suffer the little ones to come unto me. The word suffer means allow. Allow them to come unto me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. He said, if you have faith as this little child, he said, a child in the midst of them. There are just a lot of things that the Bible makes perfectly clear. When God makes it clear, I don't need man to try to reaffirm it. I have not his word on it. I don't think it matters one bit, whether or not somebody else agrees with me or not, as long as I know I'm where God is. I like what Abraham Lincoln said. Someone made a comment to Lincoln of God being on our side, and Abraham Lincoln said, I'm not real concerned about God being on our side as much as I'm concerned about my being on God's side. That is exactly right. We need to make sure that we're on the side of God. A lot of factors driving the economy, a lot of factors driving the ups and downs of things in our country and in the world. A lot of things driving things into certain positions, and there's some things that are driving it that have nothing to do with man. It has everything to do with God setting things in. For the day when he pulls his church out and things fall exactly the way he said they would see him. So there's a lot of things happening, and today just happened to be a whirlwind of those things, which ended up being a bad day to start out with in the stock market. It's pretty volatile. We're at September the 21st, so we're a month and a few weeks away from the election. And every election over every election support, but since the year 2000, since we crossed over into from 1990s to 2000, we have found ourselves saying, this is critical. This is critical because we see the drift away from the things of God, and we see the disconnect from the things of God and the things of our Creator. And so we're watching, we're looking, it's coming. But I promise you this, I read it again today in my devotion. God sets up the kings, God takes them. Nebuchadnezzar thought he was somebody. He walked up on that big old wall saying, is this not great Babylon that I have built? And next thing you know, he's like an animal. And in that time of him being like that, you know what he found? He found his reasoning gone and everything else. When he came back to his senses, he had a little change of vocab. It's interesting. I don't know if he ever got truthfully saved or not, but I know it changed from the God of Daniel to the Most High God. He had a different way of saying things when he got done with that judgment. And yet, the very next thing we see is Belteshazzar having a drunken party and deciding he's going to fill the holy goblets from the things that were taken from the Jews. And while they're having the wildest party ever, there is a redirection being made of the river from underneath so that the Medes can come underneath the wall and get in and overtake them that night. And interestingly enough, the Babylonian king doesn't survive, but Daniel does. Daniel survived through a lot of people because he was God's man. But all of a sudden, there was a party. And if you remember, it was at that party that the hand went over on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. Basically, numbered. You've been put in the balance, and you've been found wanting. Your kingdom's through. And it got to him. As drunk as he was, his knees smote together as he realized this is not ordinary. This is something very, very different. And then we find ourselves in the Medes and the Persians. And then we find ourselves with Cyrus issuing the decree. They can go back and rebuild the temple. It's amazing how God orchestrates everything in his timetable and does everything in his own timing. So as I look in my hope and prayer for a country that will find its way back to God, I also look for the God who I love and serve as he moves and sets things in order, knowing there is coming a day when he's going to remove the church. But right now, he's long-suffering. He's not long-suffering to usward. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants all to come to repentance. He wants everybody to be saved, but he gave you a choice. You'll have to make that choice, whether or not you want to be saved or not. So that has been the volatility of this day. Let me switch gears one more time, and we will head on out for today on this gorgeous day. But I do want to remind you, and we did this on prayer time, drive time on Friday, and we talked about it today on Swap Shop because we just got this last Friday. So we just want to make sure that folks know about it in case you're interested. And that is that the House of Rayford has another sale coming. And that sale for the Fletcher Asheville area, the pickup date is October the 17th. Okay, and that'll be at the Western North Carolina Ag Center, Gate 7. The pickup times are between 8 and 12 noon. However, when you order, you'll pick a time. So they kind of, instead of it being, everybody just show up when and see, and all of a sudden you got a mammoth line going all the way down the street, and then later on you don't have one. They'll put so many people within a time block so that the line's only so long, and then no one else will get in until the next time block. That's kind of the way it works. And you pay for it up front by going to houseofrayford.store, H-O-U-S-O-V, and then the word Rayford is R-A-E-F-O-R-D, all run together, houseofrayford.store/collections. When you do that, you will find a bunch of places, and one of the places is Fletcher. When you click on that, you'll see five pictures. That means right now they have all five items still, and 40-pound boneless breasts, $50, 40-pound bone-in thighs, $15, 40-pound tenders, $65, 40-pound drumsticks, $25, and 40-pound party wings, $81. And I'm just going to come up in here, and I'm just going to click on the bone-in thighs. When I did, it went over to a cart place, and there is a quantity that says one, and it says add to cart. Now, if I only need one, fine. But if I got people going in with me, then I can click it up to two or three, whatever it is. And then I hit add to cart. And then I go back and pick the next item and then sign, check out, pay for it, pick a date, a time between on that date. They give you a order number and you're good to go. Bring that order number with you the day of pickup. So that's coming in October. Actually, it's less than a month now, October the 17th. And if people are listening in the upstate, I do want to let you know there is on the 3rd, on October the 3rd, there is a pickup site at Easley High School in Easley. They have some of the same things and a few different things. And then also, there's one in Greenville on the 24th at the Greenville State Farmers Market on Rutherford Road between 8 to 12. Now, remind you that all sales close at 12 noon, 2 days prior to the pickup date, unless products sell out. Okay, and that did happen last time. So just a reminder about that. And in case you want to avail yourself of that this go around, if you didn't get to do that last time. So, well, one more thing. We're going to pray and head out. But tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning, we cross the autumnal equinox. And it will officially transfer from summer to fall. And we will be in a new season as we head towards the winter solstice in the 20th, 21st of December area, for the shortest day of the year coming. So there you go. Time's moving on. This year's moving on. And I'm not even going to mention Thanksgiving and Christmas. All right. Let's remember folks who have been bereaved and going through hard places. Let's remember some school systems today, some of the younger grades where they opted to have school and not the virtual. And Henderson County went back in today. Remember them. Also other school systems as well. Then there's also the COVID-19. We're praying that we could get over this thing and find an end to it for those recovering from surgeries. Also from those who have been sick and just trying to get well, and others going through hard places with finances and all kinds of decisions. We just pray for each and every one. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to encourage hearts and strengthen us. Lord, we just can't make it without you. We recognize that without you, we're nothing. But oh, thank you. We can come to you and pray. Thank you, Lord, for the word boldly before the throne of grace, and that we can obtain mercy and that we can find grace to help in time of need. Boy, we need that grace to help, that lovingness of you as you grace us with your presence and peace to get us through the storms of life. Minister in hearts and minds and lives and situations, and Lord, do a work that only you can do in the things that matter in life. Help us in our home life, in our personal life, and in our private life, and our country's life as well. We'll thank you for it. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen and amen. This is Pastor Walton filling in for Pastor Barton, praying you have an absolutely wonderful evening.